When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Get in zone, AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I gotta change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone. Get in zone, AutoZone. Restrictions apply.
Hello, everyone. We are Amber Ruffin and Lacey Lamar.
Yeah, we are.
We are going to be telling
an unbelievable story today.
You may recognize us from the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber show, because you can see through our computer. This is our unbelievable stories. And you know what? We're glad you're here, because you're about to be amazed.
And here's the song.
Unbelievable story. Sha-la-la-la. It's always good.
Guys, we just wrote that song.
It's a good song. We just wrote it.
Okay. When I was in the fifth grade, our classroom, actually our school, I have to go all the way back. Some European director, producer guy decides to make a documentary on how old people, the elderly, interact with young people. So he said he threw a dart at a map of the United States. It hit the center and it hit Omaha. So they come to Omaha and they're very artsy fartsy. They're very cool. And they're like, we are going to make a documentary. Oh, and our classroom, my fifth grade classroom, Miss Barker's class, got chosen to make the documentary. Guys, when I tell you, we did nothing that year. We did nothing that year. Ms. Barker's gone now, so she won't be mad at me. She would tell us, don't tell nobody that we did this. Or she would be like, don't tell anyone it is. I remember her sitting at her desk and giving out grades. Lacey, you did this. I'm going to give you an A. Like, and she was writing in her book,
no.
And she went down the aisle and did that.
That's great.
We did nothing. Yeah. We didn't do math. We did nothing. So every morning we do maybe. And when I tell you a little bit of work, then the school bus would come and whisk us away and we would go all over Omaha. They paired us with an elderly partner. And I'm pretty sure they lived at the Paxton Manor at downtown Omaha, which was like a retirement, fancy retirement home. And so we'd go, we'd meet our partner. I remember I had a little old lady. I couldn't tell you her name right now. And we hung out with them all day. They recorded us. We did artwork. We did self-portraits of each other. And I remember doing the lady's self-portrait. And she was like, oh, that's depressing. Because I drew in every line and wrinkle.
Because
I was an artist. So
Lacey's
I was like,
an artist.
This picture going like, just like you. She was not everyone else did smiley faces and bright eyes. And I was like, this looks just like you.
Look at the passage of time that you are.
She literally said, this is depressing. Like, this wasn't no happy old lady.
Yeah.
But, you know, we had fun. They made us run down fields with huge streamers of fabric and made us make like a rainbow as we're running down a hill and filmed. I mean, we went to the zoo. What did we do, Amber? You know, every school makes you do what? We square danced.
We square danced
our asses off.
Yep.
And this is what we did. For a whole entire school year. I don't think you could do that.
No.
Today. I don't even know if they discussed it with our parents.
No.
It was truly.
It was a different time.
And you would have been in kindergarten or first grade?
I'd be 5 years behind you.
Huh. Where were you?
Kindergarten?
You were just a little kindergarten baby.
Yay.
Would you let your child do this?
100%. If you sent your kid.
If you knew they weren't doing schoolwork, what would you do?
If you sent your kid to a Montessori school, they'd be doing the same fucking thing.
You're absolutely
right.
Hey,
sweetheart, you forgot your streamers. Goodbye. Goodbye. Have a nice
Montessori
day at school.
Gonna call you. Montessori gonna call you right now.
Oops, here's your jar of glitter. Goodbye. I love you. Look, I truly believe people don't do enough dicking around. You gotta be goofing around with these kids. They're too serious.
And that's why you're not a school principal. Can you imagine Amber coming out saying, hey, there's not enough dicking around in the school? You're going to be on Channel 7. Because you said dick.
Oh, I shouldn't have said dick.
You said it.
There's not enough.
I would definitely let my child do something like this, but you got to supplement it.
No.
You absolutely have to. And you know why you have to supplement it?
Why?
I maybe last year saw a friend's child who came home with their schoolwork. Now, they had to be, they were still in elementary school, but probably like sixth grade.
Oh.
Getting ready to go into junior high.
Yeah.
The paper had an A on it.
Okay.
Could not read it. Every word was almost misspelled. And it was very sad. But I said nothing. It looked like gibber jabbish. And so the teacher did circle some of the misspelled words. You could tell what the word was, like school, S-K-O-O-L. She circled it and didn't correct it.
Oh.
But just circled all the misspelled words and, hey, you passed. No, ma'am.
And it had an A?
And it had a whole A.
Oh, maybe the A stood for S.
And...
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
So yeah, we gotta do better. Look at me talking about the education system.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was gonna go there. But I was like, this is what you could, you'd get in trouble. You could never get a scratch and sniff sticker that way when I was in school.
Oh my God, the scratch and sniff stickers.
Everyone lived for the scratch and sniff
stickers. Gotta scratch it, gotta sniff it.
The best one was cotton candy, and you can't tell me differently.
I loved each scratch and sniff.
And apple and watermelon.
I loved grape.
Yeah, I said watermelon.
Ooh.
Grape was terrible and I throw it into the dirt.
But it scratch and sniff.
And popcorn, dirt. Popcorn was the worst. It
smelled popcorn
like
was
feet
great.
And underarms.
It smelled just like popcorn.
No, it did not, ma'am. I don't know what kind of popcorn you're eating, but that was absolutely terrible.
No.
But yes, we made a whole film and you could watch it. It came on and it was on PBS. So I feel like, hello, anyone out there? I couldn't tell you the name of it.
Nope.
We've Googled this.
We've tried.
If someone can find this documentary made in Omaha, Nebraska, about how the elderly interact with the young people, Amber will buy you a pony and she'll give you a check for $1 million. You can do with the pony what you want. But you're going to get $1 million from Amber Ruffin.
Why I got it? I don't have
you
that.
You know why you got to do it. I need to see this. And I had my thick glasses on. Guys, the Ruffin girls had Coke bottle glasses because we could not see.
Guys, we can't see.
We can't
One time
see
I
now.
Asked the eye doctor, so what's my vision? You know, 2020, 2040. What is it? He goes, I don't know. It doesn't really work like that. 22,000? Like that? I was like, you are a bitch.
You said it doesn't work that way. Yeah, our numbers are off the charts.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're proud of that.
Mm-hmm. Nobody's blind as us.
Except
we can't see.
For blind people.
Yeah, don't
sorry.
Put that on there.
Sorry, everyone. We're sorry we said that. But, you know, Lacey is very insensitive and it's part
sorry.
Of it. It's part of your listening experience.
No, don't say that. yeah.
That's pretty good.
I'm a star in a documentary.
Wow.
That's how I'm going to put it.
I can't believe I've never seen it.
Wow.
I'm going to find it. But
it
really, when you find it, guys, you gotta text me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, message me.
Text Amber. Her number is 555.
No, not my 555 number.
Mm-hmm. Your 555.
Number. That's my cellular phone. Yikes. Well, guys, we tried. We tried to find it. We couldn't find it.
No.
But you know what we did find?
We found love.
We found love in a hopeless place because I'm in love with documentaries.
We are in love with documentaries.
Okay. What do you think? Is that it? Do you have anything else you wanted to share with the class?
I've got nothing else to share with the class.
Guys, we loved being at Mount View School and it was the best school in Omaha, Nebraska. Also, Lacey's a rule follower now, but when she was young, she wasn't.
She's lying. I've always been a rule follower.
This is what Lacey fucking did.
Mm-hmm. She's making this up, but go right
across the street.
You're right.
From Mount
right.
View,
you're right.
There is a crosswalk signal where you press the button so that you can come to school, you know, across the street. And on that crosswalk, the box that holds all the wiring in it, Lacey etched. This is vandalism.
I don't like
Lacey etched. Lacey plus L.
I think I did it with a pencil.
As in L DeBarge. No. Because I saw it years later.
Mm, okay.
So it had to be.
I was serious. When you're really in love, you can do that.
What?
Yes.
Is that the law?
Yes. If you're professing your love and you know you're going to get engaged, you can do that legally.
All right, guys. I guess I wasn't aware of what the rules are.
I don't think it was vandalism.
The point is, we love you very bad. And please like and subscribe and then share and like again. Then follow. Then unfollow for 1 second.
And
follow two
and
more
if
times.
If you follow Lacey Lamar 1, I will etch our names into one of Amber's walls in this house.
No!
And it'll be here. Yes, I will.
What? Okay, you guys, I love you so bad. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Go to bed.
Yay.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day.
At Mrs. Meyers, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the Dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyers, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyers.com today.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.